Grammar Girl here. Today, we're talking about indefinite pronouns, such as everyone and somebody. But first, we have a new advertiser. This podcast is brought to you by EasyCanvasPrints.com, turning your photos into works of art. Get your favorite photos printed on canvas, starting at $19.99. Visit EasyCanvasPrints.com, click the microphone in the top right corner, and enter the code GRAMMARGIRL to receive 50% off your canvas print. That's EasyCanvasPrints.com. Listeners have been asking a lot of questions about indefinite pronouns, such as everyone. For example, Dean asks, when is it appropriate to say everybody, and when is it proper to say everyone? Well, Dean, the short answer to your question is that the words everyone and everybody are interchangeable. They both mean every person, so use whichever one sounds best in your particular sentence. And a listener from New York named Pinky wants to know, is everyone one word or two? Well, Pinky, everyone can be two words or one word, but 9 times out of 10, it's one word. When you use it to mean the same thing as all people, then it's one word. When it comes to indefinite pronouns, grammarians disagree about whether words such as everyone and somebody are singular or plural when you use a pronoun to refer to them. Several listeners have recently asked about this conundrum. For example, Lisa asks, is everyone and likewise everybody singular or plural? And Connie from College Station, Texas asks, are you hanging in there on pronoun references to singular forms, such as everyone and everybody? Although I'll focus on the words everyone and everybody, the same rules apply to the words no one, nobody, anyone, anybody, someone, and somebody. Earlier, I stated that grammarians don't agree on the topic of indefinite pronouns. And there are actually two issues concerning this topic. Are the words everyone and everybody singular or plural? And can I use a plural pronoun, such as their, to refer to these words? Grammarians actually do agree that the words everyone and everybody are singular. In Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing, it says, quote, everyone sounds like a lot of people, but in grammar land, everyone is a singular noun and takes a singular verb. For example, everyone loves squiggly. This is right because everyone is singular and paired with the singular verb loves. Everyone are happy. Now that's wrong because it's pairing the singular noun everyone with a plural verb are. And finally, everyone hates subject-verb agreement. That's right because everyone and hates are both singular. It's okay to hate subject-verb agreement, but sometimes you just have to do things you don't want to do. I promise to pick weeds if you promise to make your subjects agree with your verbs. Now, if you're in Britain, you don't have to worry so much about everyone and everybody because sometimes they're considered plural. In Britain, it's standard to use everyone and everybody with a singular verb and a plural pronoun. That's not so in America, however. So we're now ready to tackle the second question, whether it's okay to use the plural pronouns their, them, and they to refer to everybody or everyone. American grammarians don't agree on this issue. Some feel that if you can't write everyone are happy, then you shouldn't be able to write everyone is putting a smile on their face. These grammarians cringe when they hear the word their used in this way. The root of this problem is that English doesn't have a word to refer to a singular noun of undetermined gender. As a solution, grammarians in the past have suggested that writers just use his to refer to everyone or everybody, but now most people consider this solution to be sexist. Some alternate his with her, and some use the phrase his or her. But I can't imagine most of you would comfortably utter the following sentence. Everyone is putting a smile on his or her face. Therefore, I don't recommend you use this type of construction unless you want to sound like a crusty old curmudgeon. Sticklers have to face reality, though. For example, noted grammarian Brian Garner has this to say about writers' tendency to use their to refer to these singular pronouns. Quote, disturbing though these developments may be to purists, they're irreversible, and nothing that a grammarian can say will change them. Unquote. Grammarians agree that there is no perfect solution to the problem. One solution is to rewrite the sentence to avoid the problem. So let's go back to the problematic sentence we saw earlier. everyone is putting a smile on their face. This one's fairly easy to rewrite. You could say, everyone is smiling. Let's make up another one. Everyone had their hands in their pockets because it was so cold. It wouldn't sound so bad to write, all the people had their hands in their pockets because it was so cold. Just make sure your rewritten sentence fits in with the other sentences around it. To sum up, if rewriting isn't possible and the people you're writing for don't have a style guide, you can use he or she if you want to play it safe, or they if you feel bold and are prepared to defend yourself. This podcast was brought to you by EasyCanvasPrints.com. Take your favorite family photos, pictures of the kids, or those amazing vacation photos and have them printed on canvas. Starting at $19.99, you can have a beautiful canvas print for your home or office. Visit EasyCanvasPrints.com, click the microphone in the top right corner, and enter the promo code GrammarGirl to receive 50% off your canvas print. That's EasyCanvasPrints.com and the promo code GrammarGirl. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, and who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty. You can find a transcript of this podcast and hundreds of other great articles at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.